Q&A, you remember, I had my black leather jacket with Captain Boom on the back, and had a crash helmet and sunglasses, and I decided I wanted to make my eyes look as if I'd been fired out of a cannon. So what I did was, I went to my opticians and said, look, it's just a one-off, can I get some contact lenses? And can I dye them fluorescent yellow? And that's exactly what I did, and in fact there's still some pictures floating around with me with fluorescent yellow eyes. And the great thing was, I could see with these contact lenses, because they were those nice, soft, disposable ones. The only trouble is, I could see distance, but I couldn't read, because as your eyes, as you get older, your eyes stop making that adjustment between distance and reading, which is why there may well be people in this room wearing bifocals or varifocals. So I kind of gave up. But I decided I would get a few sets of contact lenses, because I like going outside. I do a lot of walking and bird spotting and, you know, that kind of stuff. So I got some sets and I used to go off on walks. It was great, I could see the birds. Trouble was I couldn't read the bird book or the map, which was even more worrying. And then at the beginning of last year, I went along to the opticians. The optician said, listen, what's with you and glasses and contact lenses? Why aren't you wearing contact lenses? And I said, because I can't read. And the optician looked at me and said, but look, you're only minus 0.75 in your left eye and minus 1.75 in your right eye. Why don't you just wear a minus 2 in your right eye and nothing in your left eye? I looked at the optician and I said, are you mad? Isn't that going to ruin my eyesight? And they said, no, it's perfectly normal. So I started wearing one contact lens. And I can see. And I can read. And do you know what the best thing is? It's half price. But for 25 years, I conditioned myself to believe that I would always be wearing glasses. So we condition ourselves and things that happen to us that condition us and make us believe things about ourselves that are not necessarily true. And I'd like to challenge each and every one of you to think about something that might have happened to you. Somebody might have said something to you. Somebody might have done something to you. You might have done something to yourself that makes you believe something about yourself that is just not true. Interestingly, we can also have group conditioning. Back in the early 70s, they did an experiment with monkeys. Now listen, no monkeys were harmed in the making of this experiment. I just want to point that out up front. What they did was they got a cage, big cage, put five monkeys in, put a step ladder going up to the roof of the cage, and they hung a bunch of bananas from the roof of the cage. Now, if the monkeys see this bunch of bananas, they go, bananas. And the first monkey goes straight for the ladder, starts zooming up the ladder. Immediately, the scientists put a freezing cold spray of water, not just on that monkey, but on all the other four monkeys, which obviously completely demoralized that monkey and quickly scampered back down. As soon as it went back down off the ladder, they stopped spraying them with cold water. Then they waited a few minutes, and the monkeys thought, okay, well, the cold water's gone now. So the next monkey tried for the bananas. Exactly the same thing happened again. They sprayed the monkeys with cold water, one going up the ladder and the other four. Over and over and over again, until eventually, all the monkeys gave up going for the bananas. Guess what they did then? They took one of the monkeys out of the cage and put a brand new monkey in, who'd never been sprayed with cold water. Brand new monkey comes in, sees the bananas, goes for the bananas. The other four monkeys jump on it and beat it up to stop it going up the ladder. Gets more interesting, because then they took another one of the old monkeys out and put a new one in. And the same thing happened, and this time, not just the three old ones, but the one new one started beating up the new monkey. And then they took the third one out and put a third new one in, same thing happened. Fourth, till eventually they replaced all of the old monkeys who'd been sprayed with cold water with brand new monkeys. And none of the new monkeys would go for the bananas. They didn't know why they weren't supposed to go for the bananas, but they'd been conditioned by all the other monkeys to believe that they should not go for the bananas. And sometimes it's a bit like an organization where you think, you know what, that's just the way we've always done things around here. That's just the way we're going to achieve things. It's going to take years to do this. It's going to take you ages to do that. It's going to take eons to achieve this, that, and the other. It doesn't have to. Last year, there were two particular people in my team who I'm incredibly proud of, who achieved things that were just phenomenal. Now, in the established group of managers in Forever UK, the top growth went to Amanda Adams and James Layton, who achieved an 89% growth year on year from 2011 to 2012. An 89% growth in their business, which is absolutely mind-blowing. I'd really like to recognise them for showing us what can be achieved if you put your mind to it. But I also want to tell you about another couple who joined the business, and I just want to read you some stats, because again, sometimes we think that things have to take a long time. They don't. Satnam and Balbir joined the business in August 2011. By September, they were supervisors. October, assistant managers. November 2011, managers. Interesting enough, if you speak to John and Jane and myself, we were exactly the same story back in 1993. In February 2012, having been in the business since August, they got their first frontline manager, and they did car plan level one. In July 2012, they got their second frontline manager, Nikki Mahon. So they went senior managers in a year, and they achieved 100 Club level one. In August 2012, they achieved the first Eagle Manager status in the UK. They were before everyone else in achieving Eagle Manager. In December 2012, they got their third frontline managers. They had their first second generation manager, they did car plan level two, and they qualified for the global rally with 1,500 case credits in their first full calendar year in the business. The non-manager business in February and July. They were sponsor of the month two times, and they got level one, two, and three professional networking pin. And of course their 4K credit pin. They also sponsored 24 assistant supervisors in the month of December. Now when I tell you that story about the monkeys and the conditioning, sometimes when you've been in the business for a few years, like I have, and like some other leaders have, we lose sight of what can really be achieved if people put their mind to it. And I'd like to recognise Balansat for all of their achievements last year, as well as Amanda and James, for helping me stop being one of those monkeys that has stopped going for the bananas. And I'd like to encourage each and every one of you to understand where you may not just be conditioned as an individual, but in a group. I'd like to wrap up by thanking my group, because I'm not here because of me, I'm here because of everything that people in my team have done. I'm incredibly proud of Group Dynamics. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Deborah Lloyd, for introducing me to this incredible opportunity. I'd like to particularly thank the group of managers I work with, called PSG, the Profit Share Group. I know the name is slightly outdated now, but you know what? I just like PSG. And that's grown from 14 managers last year to 26 managers this year. I'm incredibly proud of each and every one of you, just as I'm incredibly proud of each and every person in my team who's here today and who isn't here today, who's helped me stand up here as the number two distributor. I'd like to thank Bob and the head office staff for everything they do to us, but I'd particularly like to thank a man who had the vision to start this business 35 years ago this May. A guy called Rex Moore. We talk about conditioning. And Bob, John and Jane will back this up. About 8 years ago, we were in Malaysia. We were in Singapore and Malaysia on a world rally. And somehow, we had been invited to lunch with the king. So there we were, about 200 top distributors and managing directors. And we're surrounded by the king and his courtiers and his ministers and bodyguards and security and soldiers and everything. So anyway, the king stands up and gives a lovely little speech about thanking us for being there and saying what a great guy Rex Moore is and all this kind of stuff. Then Rex stands up to speak, and I see Rex has got this cup of sheets of paper. I said, great, he's going to give a nice thank you speech. Rex stands up in front of 200 Forever Living top distributors and managing directors, ministers, courtiers, bodyguards, soldiers, and pitches the king. He, for 10 or 15 minutes, Rex stood up there saying to the king that he needed to join Forever. He needed to become a distributor with Forever. That, to me, and when he first started talking, I have to say, my heart was in my mouth. I thought, oh my goodness me, they're going to bundle him off. Rex is so conditioned that anyone can join our business and can be successful and can improve their life that he asked the king of Malaysia in front of hundreds of people to become a distributor. So sometimes when you're sitting there on the telephone and you're thinking about how unsuccessful you are and you've been conditioned to believe stuff about yourself, remember that you can recondition yourself and you can become the person you know is inside you. That bigger, better, brighter, bolder person that's just waiting to come out. Final recognition, I'd like to thank John and Jane for being an inspiration to everyone, not just in the UK, but globally. Wherever we go, obviously, we hear about John and Jane's trainings, and they've been a huge help to me in building my business. I'd like to recognise you for that, and I'm not going to spoil anyone's thunder. I'm guessing most people know the number one. Bobby! My final thank you again goes to my amazing team. Thank you so much for doing all the work to help me be in this position to be recognised for number two. Thank you.